Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The exercise of preaching does not have power in and of itself, regardless of the skill, devotion, and desire of the one doing the preaching. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Faith is the gift of God, and unless it is granted by the hand of him to whom belongeth salvation, then it is impossible that men should believe. This is that which the Lord himself testified of to the Pharisees. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? The Apostle Paul was likely in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, and perhaps was even among the multitude who gathered, as Peter declared the word of the Lord. Yet he believed it not. He was most certainly there when Stephen preached before being stoned. It is certain that by the time he made ready to go to Damascus, that he was acquainted with the gospel, since he was intent on destroying those who preached it. Yet upon that Damascus road, the Lord sent the gospel by his own mouth, and Paul confessed that he was Lord. He did not at that time become one of the sheep of the Lord, of whom the Lord had said, "My sheep hear my voice." Rather, he was one of the Lord's sheep long before he heard and believed. But it was not until the Lord sent his word with power that his eyes were opened, and he heard and believed as a result of the Lord's power and purpose. Men often suppose that men can hear and believe through listening to an eloquent preacher, even as the Jews assumed that they could receive the truth of God by their teaching. Yet the Lord told them, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me, that ye might have life." The Lord is pleased to bring his sheep into his kingdom, and to relieve their longings in various outpourings of his Spirit upon them. These are those times of refreshing sent by the Lord. Revivalism is a concept born in the mind of men, wherein they believe that they have the power to cause God to pour out his Spirit, according to their desires and level of earnestness in seeking after it. Like all concepts of conditionalism, it misses the mark and gets the cart ahead of the horse. Yet it is true that the Lord does often work in the hearts and minds of his people to longingly express their desire as David did. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. In like fashion, Asaph begins Psalm 74 with these words, O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. So it is indeed a common desire among the saints who have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to see him reveal his glory unto them and visit them with his salvation. The Lord never forsakes his own, though he does from time to time cause them to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and the waste howling wilderness, that they might be stirred to seek him. Yet that man who has never once seen the glory of God displayed cannot long to see it displayed again. So it must be the work of God in the sons of God that would give them a yearning for his presence. And it is his purpose in showing them his glory that causes them to be dissatisfied with this present evil world. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? The resting place of the sons of God is discovered in Asaph's psalm, as he declares his confidence in the King. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. He nor we expect any deliverance, nor might I add desire any, which is not brought about by him who is our Lord and King. He does indeed work salvation in the earth, as he is pleased to dwell with his people in the earth. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Are you longing for his presence?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.